Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
3:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Woo! We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. I'm a little excited. I've got to share it with you. I'm a little excited. I'm far behind the curve on stuff I was supposed to get done today, but it's okay. It's all right. I think I did what could very well be the most important part of the day, besides getting the new state inspection for the car and making sure that the cat's mobile was ready to roll. No, I'm not driving to Tel Aviv. No, it's that first turn off the interstate, man, that's a rough one. No. But Heidi and Julie are going to head up and visit Heidi's mom for a week or thereabouts, and I'm going to drive. So I want to make sure, you know, the car is good. So I had it in over at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico. Earlier today, had them give it the once-over a couple of times. So we're ready to go. And I just had to run a couple of errands. And I checked in for the flight. I have my boarding passes now. And there you go. So now it's just a matter of counting down the hours. That being said, let me remind you, it is Friday. Certain things happen on Friday. I always try to wear red, R-E-D, remember everyone deployed. A nice thing started a few years back by a couple of Marine moms to remember members of our military who are deployed in other parts of the country and other parts of the world, far, far from their home. But I got to be honest with you here, as I always try to be, I did not have any red T-shirts in rotation. Well, I had a nice red shirt that I actually wore on Newsmax television this morning, but I didn't have any red T-shirts to go running around errands. I didn't have any red shorts. So, thank goodness I've got connections, right? My bestest buddy, Emily Morrissey from Emily's Bracelets, emilysbracelets.com, who, by the way, I should point this out to you, made the top three best jewelry stores in all of Richmond from the Richmond Times-Dispatch competition. I guess, when do we know the whole answer, Germ? Is that November, December? I don't know. Whenever they do the full reveal, I'll let you know, but congratulations to Emily. And thanks. So the reason I say that is that Emily, of course, has provided me with a couple of go-to emergency red bracelets so that when the laundry fairy is not cooperating or I just can't find my own stuff, I am still able to wear red, which I did thanks to Emily and a red Emily's bracelet. And, of course, because it's Friday, I got my Peppa Pig hat on because nothing says Friday like a little dose of Peppa Pig. So what do we have coming up? Well, 4:35 this afternoon, Stan Drewski will be dropping by. You know, we always talk a little bit about cars. Stan's going to be on his own tomorrow. Yep, it's like putting training wheels on the car. I think he's going to be just fine. He's not allowed to touch any buttons or anything in the studio because the last time he did that, poor Brian had to go running in there with a fire extinguisher and a bucket of half and half or something. But he'll be doing the best weekend radio show anywhere tomorrow at 8 a.m. in the garage with Stan Andrewski, but he'll be doing it all by his lonesome. Or at least he'll be doing it without me, because I'll be leaving on a jet plane. Stan's coming up at 4:35. Mort Klein, president of ZOA, the Zionist Organization of America, is going to be here at 5:35, because we have to talk about the growing anti-Semitism we are seeing from Virginia Democrats, and I mean leading Virginia Democrats. Ghazala Hashmi, who is the Democrat nominee for lieutenant governor, will not condemn state delegate Sam Rasul's anti-Semitism. Instead, the good Senator Hashmi, who, as you know, has some difficulty knowing exactly where she lives and what district she represents, says, quote, "The rise in anti-Semitism has created real fear in communities across Virginia, and it cannot be ignored or dismissed. Instead, it must be condemned clearly, consistently, and without caveat." And then, of course, she instills a whole slew of caveats, doesn't she? Because she doesn't come out and condemn the comments from her fellow state legislator, Sam Rasul. Then she goes on, because it's all about her, don't you know? Because she, like so many in the political world, is a flippant narcissist. She says, "As a Muslim, I know what it feels like when an entire community is scapegoated for the actions of a few." Huh. Okay, well, that's interesting. It has nothing to do with this, but all right. "No group should be vilified, targeted, or dehumanized." Although she felt totally okay dehumanizing Jews as she stood with the supporters of Hamas. But, you know, I digress. Anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, racism, and all forms of hate have no place in our communities. They are an affront to our shared values. Well, it's fascinating. No, it is. It's fascinating. But how come you would not actually condemn the vicious Jew hatred spilling from the lips of your fellow Virginia Democrat, Sam Rasul? That's what I would like to know. I mean, you sound a little bit like your current benefactor, Abigail Spamberger. Another phony and a fraud. Abigail Spamberger won't condemn Sam Rasul. She's not standing with Jews in the Commonwealth. This is why it is so important to acknowledge the fact that Eileen Fillerkorn, who is a prominent Virginia Democrat, has called out her own Virginia Democrat Party for embracing and emboldening anti-Semitism and, I would say, anti-Semites. Eileen Fillerkorn, who was the first Jew, the first woman to serve as the Speaker of the House of Delegates, a woman with whom I can guarantee you I don't agree on any major political issue. We couldn't be further apart politically. And that's why I think it's important for me as a conservative Republican to stand up and salute the courage of a liberal Democrat, Eileen Fillerkorn, for calling out the Virginia Democrat Party for the anti-Semitism that is on full display and apparently fully embraced. There's a great photo. I just sent stuff out again on X, and you can see it. You can see it. There's Ghazala Hashmi. And I, you know, if you're not with me on X, then you're going to miss it. No, you're just going to miss it. I'm sorry. So sign up with me on X, at Jeff Katz Show, at Jeff Katz Show, so that you can see this image. All right, you know what I'm going to do? I'll also share it over on the Jeff Katz Show page on Facebook. But you do need to see it. It's just that simple. What will happen? Oh, people are saying, well, you know, isn't the Jewish community going to condemn her? Well, you know, here's what's going to happen. The Jewish community, in large part, as I have said, unfortunately, for many, is now comprised of people who are not necessarily dealing with our faith, but rather having replaced the religion with this secular left-wing ideology, where it's all about politics first. I've seen it over and over and over and over again. It pains me, but I've seen it. I've seen it. I know that the shul we used to attend, good Lord, it might as well have been a Democrat Party meeting. That's why it became so difficult to go to the Oneg, the little get-together after services. So I don't know what will happen. I don't. I have some concerns and fears, but it sure would be nice if these folks who would like to lead our beloved Commonwealth would actually stand up, have the courage necessary to condemn the brutal anti-Semitism being voiced within their own party. Eileen Fillerkorn did it. Where's Abigail Spanberger? She won't do it. Ghazala Hashmi? Forget about it. Jay Jones? Well, there's no criminals he can embrace in this, so he's not interested. Reminder to you, the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. All right, I would love to have you reach out on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. All right, that's the James River Air text line. Make sure you shoot me a note. 3:35, my friend John Reed's going to pop by. He's the Republican nominee who is running for lieutenant governor, and I want him to weigh in on the anti-Semitism, this brutal, vicious, nasty anti-Semitism we are coming to see, that we're going to see, unfortunately, continually, on a very visible sort of a platform. It's painful. It's painful, but there it is. All right. What else? Oh, I get a pair of tickets for the Cookout 400. That's happening over at the Richmond Raceway August the 16th. Let's do 420. All right. Let's do that at 420. I'll give you a chance to win that pair of tickets. Joe in Harpers Ferry, West Virginia, reaches out. He says, hey, Jeff, have a great trip. I hope all of your dreams of Israel are realized. Well, thank you. I am so excited to look at what's really going on over there and then come back here to the United States to share with everyone what it is that I see. Everything that I see, good, bad, and ugly, whatever it is, I want you to know about it. And some of the places that we'll be visiting, I still am not allowed to share all of them, and I can't share all of the people we'll be meeting with, but suffice to say, it's going to be a very, very busy, impactful, meaningful week in Eretz Yisrael. 316, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 321, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Wow! The sheriff of Suffolk County, Massachusetts. If you're not familiar with Suffolk County, Massachusetts, that is Boston and a couple of suburbs. I'm trying to think, Chelsea, Everett, Revere, might be one or two others, I don't recall. But the sheriff of Suffolk County, Stephen Tompkins, yes, he's a good, upstanding left-wing Democrat. And you know what else he is? He's a big-time Sanctuary County guy. Sheriff Tompkins is. Sheriff Tompkins just got arrested this morning by the FBI. Wow! Handcuffed Friday morning. The Southern District of Florida, after a federal grand jury indicted him on not one but two counts of extortion under color of official rights. Here he is, entrusted with enforcing the law. And he already turned his back on the people of Suffolk County, Massachusetts. Decided that he would be a sanctuary sheriff. You know what happened? Well, the first thing he did was he kicked ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents, out of the Suffolk County Jail. He also moved out hundreds of illegal aliens. And then he decided, you know, I could make some more money if these folks who were trying to open up these cannabis dispensaries would, you know, give me money. And so that's, according to the indictment, exactly what he was doing. The federal charges claim that he leveraged his position to extort $50,000 from a cannabis executive. Wow. Talk about a betrayal of the public trust. How awful is that? Terrible. Just terrible. But what can I say? It is what it is. Hey, coming up at 3:35, somebody who understands why the Virginia Democrats are not condemning the anti-Semitism coming from their own party. John Reed, the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, joins us at 3:35. It's 3:25, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday afternoon. We have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. My friend Mort Klein is going to be with us at 5:35. Mort is the president of ZOA, Zionist Organization of America. And we are seeing such a huge increase in anti-Semitism writ large. But during the last couple of days, the Jewish Insider has highlighted the anti-Semitism coming from Virginia Democrats. And it's ugly. It is just disgusting. State Delegate Sam Rasul. And now State Senator Ghazala Hashmi, who, you know, wants to be the lieutenant governor, she has one of these circuitous, well, I'm against everything bad sort of things. But she won't say anything negative about her fellow Democrat. Abigail Spanberger, another one. Well, I don't like bad things. I'm all in favor of good things. Really? You don't want to take a moment here and condemn the anti-Semitism coming from within your own party? Well, shame on both of you. I am personally saluting someone who is a liberal Democrat with whom I agree on nothing. Eileen Fillerkorn, the former Speaker of the House of Delegates, she's the one who first called out the anti-Semitism in her own party, the Virginia Democrats. So I may not agree with her on issues, but she had the courage of her convictions and the honesty necessary to stand up and call out her own party, the Virginia Democrats, for allowing, I would say, emboldening and embracing anti-Semitism. Well, I want to know how the other side is looking at this. John Reed is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, and I reached out to John. I said, I don't know if you've seen what your opponents are saying about the Jewish people, but I'd like to get John to address it. And so John's joining us. John, thank you for being here.
I'm happy to be here, Jeff. And let me just start out by saying you will always hear me condemn this kind of garbage talk from anybody. If they're going after Jews, I'm going to denounce it. And I will tell you, Ghazala Hashmi has had opportunity after opportunity in her public career to stand up and defend Jews. And she did not stand up and defend those college kids when they were being hassled at UVA and George Mason and William & Mary and JMU, all of these state schools. Did you hear her say anything? No, she went and stood with the Hamas Palestinian protesters with a big bullhorn yelling at everybody. So I'm sorry, your little press release yesterday does not impress me, and I know exactly why Sussman wrote that up to try to save her from herself, and no one in Central Virginia who witnessed this should believe it, and I hope the rest of the state of Virginia will pay close attention. This lady is trying to hide a radical agenda and her radical attitude, and I'm not going to sit here silently and let it slide.
Tell me about some of the other stuff, John. It's Ghazala Hashmi. It is Abigail Spanberger. It is State Delegate Sam Rasul. I mean, they all seem to be on the same page. And who are they afraid of offending becomes my question.
Well, this is the problem. If we're being honest, the modern Democrat Party, and it used to be kind of a national Democrat Party, and Virginia carved out this, you know, conservative streak with Democrats where they could agree on, like, not getting rid of the right to work. I heard that in the newscast, too. But see, the Democrats in Virginia have been taken over by the radical national Democrats. There's no longer a Virginia Democrat mindset. So they have this horrible alliance, and it must really be uncomfortable with a bunch of people who hate America and hate Western civilization. And quite frankly, they hate Jews. And I have been very troubled and puzzled by my Jewish friends who continue to vote Democrat, even as the Democrat Party excuses, emboldens, and allies itself with people who are clearly hostile, not just with what's going on the other side of the Atlantic, but when the hostility came here, and American Jews were attacked and Jewish kids on campuses were physically prevented from going to school and mocked and ridiculed and abused, did you hear the Democrat Party leaders stand up and say that was an atrocious situation? And that you know they know how to do it because they do it all the time whenever they're offended. No, they let it slide. They let it happen. And it was people like you and me on the radio who actually stood up for those kids. So I think they should answer for this weird, really horrible alliance. I don't think it's acceptable.
I completely agree with you, John. I want to remind everybody, John Reed is joining us, the Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor. You and I have had the conversation about various groups throughout the years that we each belong to, or we're each part of, we've come to each other, and all you have to do is replace some of the terms and go, hey, I don't understand why this group is standing with them. I don't understand why these folks are aligning with them. So I have exactly that concern about the Jewish community. I've tried to educate people through the years, John, where there was this philosophy within the Jewish community of, look, we face such difficulty, we don't want to bring attention to ourselves, we're not going to stand up, we're not going to be vocal. But this is how people get hurt. This is how, quite frankly, anti-Semites are emboldened. They believe that they're not going to get pushback, and so I guess it's incumbent behind the handful of the loudmouths, be they Jewish folks like me or Jewish loving Christians like you, to stand up and say, I'm not going to let this happen anymore.
Yeah, listen, I grew up hearing about this kind of abuse overseas. So you can imagine, and everybody, you know, they're quick to go to the Holocaust Museum and sign the book saying never again, never again. But then when you start to see this kind of movement within the Democrat Party and on the ground in America, everybody gets quiet and scared, or they start making excuses. I'm not going to do that. And I heard you talking earlier about Eileen Filicor, and you're right. There's not much that you or I would agree with the former Speaker of the House about, but before anybody gets mad with me and says, oh my gosh, John, I can't believe you're saying this, look at Eileen Filicord. She seems to see what Sam Rasul said, and she's willing to call it out. And I think Ghazala Hashmi, this is all phony, because every chance she's been given an opportunity to stand up for what's right, she has chosen not to. And in some cases, she's actually stood with the perpetrators. And you know, I just don't think Virginians are with that kind of attitude. I certainly hope not. And that's one reason I'm running for lieutenant governor, is I watch this stuff unfolding at the Capitol. I watch the cowardice. I watch the Democrats constantly embolden the bad guys on the street, whether it was the Antifa crowd or whether it was the group that wants to attack Jews. In the case of Ghazala Hashmi, she seems to enjoy being out in the street with a bullhorn screaming more than she enjoys the formal role of being a state senator, where she has a seat, a voice, and a vote. So, you know, maybe in the future, instead of trying to go out in the street and raise hell about Donald Trump, she should take her job seriously in the Senate and be a leader. Don't ask to be promoted to lieutenant governor when you failed every test over the last few years.
What a great point, John. What an absolutely great point. Well, I hope that you are getting the opportunity to communicate that message to all Virginians, of course, but especially remind Jewish Virginians around our beloved Commonwealth who may not actually be familiar with Ghazala Hashmi. You know, they may be living somewhere else, and maybe they're not actually familiar with what she's done, but boy, they do need to know about it. It has to be powerful. It has to be up front. And I know that you are committed to protecting our Commonwealth, to saving the state. And so please, please, please make sure everybody knows about this.
Well, I'm going to keep doing it. I'm on the way to Williamsburg right now. I've got a speech down there tonight. I was in Northern Virginia this morning. And Jeff, one of the things people keep asking me in that Tyler Englander interview, people said, you know, how will you handle things? If you listen to me on the radio for the last 8 years, you know I'm independent minded. I don't owe anything to anybody at that Capitol. So I'm a conservative. I am a Republican. I certainly lean that way on almost every decision, but I will call out anybody who behaves badly, who does something to try to harm innocent people in our state. You can count on that because I've proven it over and over again. And that's one of the big distinctions between me and Senator Hashmi.
There's no doubt there, John. That is absolutely true. I know you're on the road to Williamsburg, but take a moment, please, remind everybody about your website, because I want everybody to know about you. And especially, you know, what we have found recently, John, is that there are a lot of people who may love WRVA, but their cousins, their friends, say, in Southside, Virginia, or, you know, you got folks down there in Roanoke or somewhere else. And they're like, yeah, I wasn't listening to John. I don't know about it. So they're sharing a lot of my recorded stuff, a lot of these podcasts with their friends and relatives throughout the Commonwealth. So give everybody that website, okay?
Absolutely. It's JohnReedForVirginia.com. R-E-I-D is my last name. It's all spelled out. JohnReedForVirginia.com. And I hope everyone will go on Instagram and follow me there, and on Facebook. Almost every stop I make, you'll see the pictures of who I was with. And, you know, I'm reaching out to new voters, people who've never voted Republican before, because that's the coalition that we've got to build in order to win in Virginia. And I want everybody to know I'm not just going to the Capitol to represent Republicans or conservatives or just represent white Christians from the suburbs. I want to go to the Capitol and stand up for every citizen in this Commonwealth.
Well, we appreciate it. And I will urge everyone to head on over to JohnReedForVirginia.com. JohnReedForVirginia.com. John, safe travels. We'll speak again soon.
Thank you, Jeff. I always appreciate it.
Thank you. That is John Reed. Again, JohnReedForVirginia.com. John has been a passionate defender of our Jewish community. He has. I've watched him. Believe me when I tell you, we've had some great conversations, and I've extended.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Ended my appreciation to John throughout the years. I cannot say the same thing about State Senator Ghazala Hashmi, State Delegate Sam Rasul, former Congresswoman Abigail Spamberger. And those three right now are either spouting Jew hatred or not taking an opportunity to condemn the Jew hatred coming from within their own party. Former Speaker of the House of Delegates, Eileen Fillercorn, as far to the left as a Democrat as you can get, she stood up and called it out. I don't know if she's going to get invited to any more Virginia Democrat Party events. I don't know that they'll ever let her run for office again. I don't know, but God bless her, because that's a strong woman to be able to stand up and turn to your own political party and say, look, guys, we got this huge problem. And the Virginia Democrats had better address the vicious anti-Semitism. She did that. She's the one. Wasn't some Republican, wasn't some conservative activist, wasn't a talk show host, wasn't a candidate. It was Eileen Fillercorn, a lifetime liberal Democrat and major, major player on their party team. She's the one who called it out. So good for her. The Jewish Insider picked it up and has run with it. Great publication. I do, FYI, I do have the links to the articles. If you go over and visit The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook, you can see them there. The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. Don't forget, Monday morning, 6 a.m., my friend Rich Herrera is going to be here, the host of Richmond's Morning News. Always a great job with Rich. You don't want to miss that. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:54, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Yeah. No, that's it. It is. It's Friday. We've made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. Now, we got a lot of stuff that we are dealing with this afternoon. You make no mistake about that. Coming up a little more than a half hour from now, my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, is going to be with us. He joins us every Friday afternoon. We talk about what he will be discussing on his great show. In fact, the best weekend radio show anywhere, In the Garage with Stan Andruski. It airs on this very station, News Radio WRVA, Saturday mornings at 8. I will not be there. You know, sometimes I go in and help Stan out. Sometimes I'm sitting right here in my broadcast hut helping out. But tomorrow and next week, I will not be there. And it'll be just fine. Believe me when I tell you that. Stan will do just fine. But I am about to engage in what I can only describe as the trip of a lifetime to Israel. And the final itinerary came out last night. Everything is subject to change because of everything that's going on. But the final itinerary just knocked my socks off. And there's so many things that have asterisks or asterisks, you know, the little star after them saying, not for release, embargo, do not share, blah, blah, blah. So the only person that knows all the stuff is Heidi. Or so she thinks. But it'll be great stuff anyway. And then Mort Klein joining us at 5:35 again to discuss this terrible rise in anti-Semitism. I want to make sure that the anti-Semitism from the Virginia Democrats is on the radar for the Zionist Organization of America. 3:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.